light shoot up, illuminating the globe. The word universal encircles the spinning globe. A burst of flames. Universal Pictures presents a Raffaella De Laurentiis production. A wall of flames rises. A caption appears over the flames.
At the dawn of time, the world was covered in flames, and demons ruled over men. It was the time of Akavasha, sorceress queen of Acheron, a kingdom of hell on earth. Then the great god Vulcan destroyed Akavasha's evil empire, but left a single flame of Acheron to burn for all eternity. From the ashes of ancient Acheron rose the great kingdom of Volusia, where the flame still burns as a reminder of godless times.
A wall of flames. Kevin Sorbo. Cull the Conqueror. Cull, long-haired, bare-chested, wields his axe against his foes. Helmeted adversaries wield their swords against him, to no avail, as his battle cry resounds and his mighty axe is raised to crash down on them. A fire on a mound reflects in water. Tia Carrera. As more helmeted men wait on horseback, among them is a bearded man with no helmet, Taligaro. Thomas Ian Griffith. Lightfoot. Cull fights on with his axe. Roy Brocksmith. Taligaro dispatches two of the riders into the fray. With Harvey Fierstein. The pyre blazes as the battle rages. As Cull wields his axe, Taligaro watches from afar. And Karina Lombard. Cull fights at the water's edge. Edward Tudor Pole. Douglas Henshaw. Sven Ol Thorsen. The battle stops. Cull glares at Taligaro, who returns his gaze. Joe Shaw, John Hallam, Pat Roach, Terry O'Neill. Taligaro rides down to Cull.
You fight well.
Thank you, sir.
So, you want to be a soldier in my Dragon Legion?
I've passed all your tests.
No, not all.
Taligaro dismounts and takes Cull's axe.
This is for chopping wood.
He flings it into the lake.
This!
Taligaro walks to his men, takes two flaming swords and throws one to Cull.
It's for waging war. A nobleman's blade.
He swings at Cull. As they stand in the shallow water, their flaming blades almost touching, blindfolds are brought and tied on them both. Taligaro lowers his, ensures Cull is blindfolded, before replacing it. As the blindfolding men retreat, one is grabbed and shoved. His staggering and splashing confuses Cull. The blindfolded men do battle. They warily stand before one another. The crowds of men gather at the water's edge to watch. Taligaro holds his blade out in front of him. Cull swings his sword. Cull slashes with his sword, misses, and then...
Give away your position.
So do you. Silence!
Taligaro extends his free arm, then charges forwards. They circle and swing their swords. Cull crouches in front of Taligaro, who moves his sword slowly from side to side. Cull rises and thrusts. Taligaro kicks Cull backwards. Both remove their blindfolds.
Perhaps you should go back to your axe. I don't feel bad. Few men can hold their own against me. Who are you?
Cull, of Atlantis.
Atlantis? You're wasting your time here. Every man in my legion is of noble blood.
My blood's red as any man's.
Take heart, Cull. There's a place in this world for all of us. Even a barbarian like yourself.
Taligaro!
A rider approaches. Cull retrieves his axe, holds it for a moment, then flings it far off into the water.
General Taligaro, the palace is in chaos. The king is slaughtering his heirs.
Noble blood! All over the palace floor.
Taligaro glares at Cull, then mounts his horse. They stare at each other once more, then Taligaro rides away. His men, some with banners, follow him. Executive producers, Jeff Franklin, Steve Waterman, Beverly Dean. A flame burns on the Cragtop Palace. Associate producer, Arthur M. Lieberman. Special effects supervisor, Kit West. Visual effects supervisor, Richard Malzahn. Costume designers, Thomas Castelline, Sybil Ulsama. The horsemen ride by. Music by Joel Goldsmith. Edited by Dallas Pewitt. Production designer, Benjamin Fernandez. Director of photography, Rodney Charters. People scatter as the riders pass by. Co-producer, Hester Hargett. Based on the worlds and characters created by Robert E. Howard. The horsemen ride in through the gates of the palace. Screenplay by Charles Edward Pogue. Produced by Raffaella De Laurentiis. Directed by John Nicolella. Taligaro and his men ride into the courtyard in front of the palace. Taligaro dismounts and climbs the palace steps, his men following. The king, taking his seat on the throne, spits. Taligaro bursts in through the doors. His way is barred, but he brushes the two guards aside. The king looks up. Taligaro and his men march towards the king, who rises to meet him.
What have you done, Bona?
My elders challenge me for the throne, so I've spared all my children any future disappointment.
This is madness, sire.
Taligaro, so you two will have my crown. You want it.
Cull enters.
Take it! Here, take it!
Borna raises his sword, but Cull grabs his arm.
There'll be no more blood spilled tonight. Except your own if you insist on it.
Borna shoves Cull aside.
Treason!
Cull evades Borna's blade. Taligaro gets to his feet. Cull steps round a pillar. Cull steps back. Cull kicks over a brazier. Cull grabs a sword. Cull and Borna cross their swords.
I spare your life tonight.
They lower their weapons and Borna turns away as Cull watches him warily. Borna suddenly turns back. Cull runs him through and Borna falls forward. Cull draws himself up, gazing down at the body. Taligaro watches as Cull stands, sword in hand, the throne behind him. He walks to the coals from the brazier and picks up the fallen crown on the tip of his sword.
The crown, Cull. Give it to me.
Taligaro holds out his hand. Cull looks at the crown.
It's my birthright. Succession falls to me. Give it to me.
Taligaro stares at Cull pleadingly.
Hold!
A young blonde man.
I am mixed in line, cousin.
He grabs the crown, which is hot from the coals.
Ow!
Lord, points of law must be clarified.
The crown is mine!
No!
Borna crawls to the crown.
It's mine!
Borna's at Cull's feet.
And I give it to you, Cull. Here, take it. Keep it if you can.
Cull looks at Taligaro.
The sacred law of succession, undeniable and irreversible.
The man kneels.
Long live the king.
Long live the king.
Cull, Taligaro, and Dukalon exchange glances. Dukalon kneels.
Long live the king.
Long live the king!
Taligaro reluctantly kneels with the others before Cull.
Long live Cull!
Taligaro and Cull share a look. Moving through the palace, Cull bows to those who bow to him. The chief eunuch, too, follows.
Sire, you no longer need bow to anyone.
Cull stops bowing.
My king.
Cull bows to a pretty woman, and they share a lingering look. Young women scurry along before Cull.
Warner's harem, your majesty.
Cull gazes approvingly at the lineup.
And now yours.
Cull gazes at the women. The women gaze at Cull.
Indulge me too. Even a king should bow to the ladies.
Cull bows and they bow in return, all bar one sitting behind them. Cull notices her and she looks down. Cull walks towards her. The other women bow low as he moves through them.
Still read the hands of fate. You read them for me once. King by the hand of a king, remember?
I'm surprised you remember, my lord. You're very drunk.
Silence! You are insolent!
But honest. Yes, I was drunk, though I do remember. Borna had a fit because I grabbed you about the waist and tried to kiss you.
You did kiss me. And it wasn't my waist to grab.
Two looks on disapprovingly.
What is your name?
Zaretta.
Cull moves on. He turns back to Zaretta.
Bring your cards to my chamber, Zaretta.
She raises her gaze to Cull, and he smiles at her, then moves on with Two and a courtier following. Zaretta looks down. Under a domed, portholed ceiling, decorated with a serpent and a scorpion, Cull is bathed by two members of his harem as Zaretta enters. On seeing her, Cull stops smiling. Zaretta gazes proudly at him. He beckons her forward. Zaretta's silver-beaded dress is low-cut and shows her midriff. The woman in the bath with Cull steps out.
Shall I undress, sire?
No. Shuffle. Unfold my kingdom's destiny in the cards.
Zaretta kneels by the bath and blows on the circular cards before spreading them out before her.
First, the hand of the spirit.
He watches her intently as she draws out a card and flips it over.
The tiger.
It's my totem. I was called the tiger when I was a pirate.
A sign of majesty and power. Next, the hand of being.
Cull picks out a card and Zaretta turns it over. It shows a sailing ship.
A quest.
They exchange glances.
My whole life has been a quest.
The hand of destiny.
Destiny.
On a card, an entwined couple embrace.
The kiss.
Cull raises his eyes to look at her. She briefly looks back.
The fate of your kingdom will be found within a kiss.
A kiss? Is that so?
He smiles at her, then pulls her towards her. He kisses her, but she's unresponsive.
Shall I undress now?
Are you in a hurry?
She raises her hand and strokes his face.
I am whatever you wish.
Cull bats her away.
My women don't play games.
I'm not your woman. I'm your slave.
They stand in confrontation. He grabs her wrist and drags her after him, flinging her onto the bed.
Two is right. You are insolent.
But honest.
I do not take women against their will.
As long as they come to you on command and not by choice, how will you know?
Cull lies on top of her.
I'll do my best to satisfy you in the bedchamber now. But do not mistake compliance for enthusiasm. The destiny of a slave is to submit.
He stares at her.
Now, shall I undress?
Cull, wearing only a skirt-like garment, stands before her.
I don't need to be taught a slave's destiny. I learned that lesson chained to the orb of pirate galley. For 5 long years, I learned.
Zaretta sits up.
Tonight I sleep alone.
Zaretta slowly gets to her feet. She walks past Cull. He turns to gaze after her. Then, thoughtful, he looks down.
Your Majesty.
Cull wears an open, sleeveless robe.
Hear me now. All slaves of Eleusia shall be set free, starting with my own. You, go home.
I am home, Majesty. I was born here in the palace.
Oh. Well, from now on, you will receive a fair wage. You, where are you from?
Sargara, Your Majesty.
You wish to go home? Well, do so now. You're free.
How? Free Volusians have a right to own slaves under the law.
The law has changed.
Sire, look, for thousands of years this law has been. On this stone, it was carved by our forefathers, and it may not be altered.
No matter how cruel or unjust the law.
The law is greater than any king. And as royal eunuch, I am sworn to protect it.
Cull glances at Ducalon, who gestures and bows in agreement with Two. Two looks down in the face of Cull's stare. Cull walks away. Zaretta watches. Gates, Cull on horseback follows. Crowds line the route up the hill. The procession leads on up the hill. They pass through an archway.
Our days are numbered!
The forces of evil never rest! No time to sort to a Mandare.
A shaven-headed man is being whipped.
Mandare! Who is this man?
Ascalante, High Priest of Valka.
He was trying to reopen his temple. He was exiled by King Borno for heresy.
No! For speaking Valka's truth. Valka allows the unholy flame to burn as a reminder of godless times and as an omen of things to come.
Nonsense!
Release him.
You can't!
Is there some ancient law which prevents this too? If so, tell me now. Until then, let men worship what gods they will. Reopen your temple, please.
Ascalante is freed by Mandara. Telegaro is at Cull's side.
Go too fast, Cull.
Not fast enough.
Ascalante watches Telegaro and Cull move on. The procession reaches a battered stone-walled courtyard. As the people wave in welcome, Cull and Telegaro are escorted by pike-bearing soldiers up to the steps of a building. Cull, clad in a red robe, dismounts as a soldier holds his horse. Smiling, Cull approaches the steps. At the top is a gold throne. Cull climbs the steps. Zaretta, in a blue-stoned headpiece and a pale blue dress with a V-neck, watches. Two, in a gold-studded robe and tall hat, stands by the throne.
Members of the royal court, people of Eleusia, for centuries, the Topaz throne has been the center of all the world's power. And now, I give you your new king. Long live Cull!
Long live Cull! Long live Cull!
Some men charge at Cull. He fights them off with a staff, casting one down the steps, where Telegaro impales him on his sword. Telegaro and Cull stare long and hard at each other. Zaretta watches, Two holds the crown.
Enemy spies, Your Majesty. No doubt sent from Camoria.
Ducalon looks at Cull, who straightens up.
No doubt.
Night. Cull sits holding the crown. Zaretta enters.
You sent for me, sire.
Yes, to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I will not command your affection, Zaretta. You're free to go. The law be damned.
I choose to stay.
Cull turns to her. Cull, bare-chested, puts down the crown, rises and walks towards her.
Why?
To be king is to be alone. Today's event made that clear. I am used to court intrigue, sire. I can help you.
She steps back, but he grabs her arm.
Is this the only reason you stay?
He slowly bends to kiss her. She draws back, but not far.
Tonight, I sleep alone.
She turns away with a half smile. Cull gazes after her.
I do go too fast.
The flame burns on top of the temple at night. By lattice gates, Dukalon is with Mandara.
Where is he?
Talagaro appears leading a horse.
It's about time, Talagaro. Why have you summoned us to this evil place?
I didn't. I received a note marked with our sign.
As did we, cousin, but none of us sent it.
Someone knows of our plot against the king.
That's right.
A monstrous figure leaps down from a wall.
And why it has failed.
Another robed figure. The robed figure is a one-eyed man. Talagaro lowers his sword.
I'd heard rumors of your ghost haunting the city.
I've had no need for the company of men.
But I see you still crave flame's embrace.
Let men worship what gods they will. Isn't that what your new king said?
Mandara and Dukalon watch.
Wizard, what do you want now?
I've come to help with your plot to kill the barbarian king.
How?
You can't slay this tiger with mere weapons.
Enaros takes a scroll from the beast.
You have to trap him first.
The men stare at each other. His torch aloft, Enaros and his helper pass walls hung with shields embossed with images of fire.
Finally, the time has come for ancient Acheron's long-dead nobility.
In a chamber, slavering serpents open and close their jaws. A snake is kicked away from a flagstone, which is pulled aside to reveal a sarcophagus emblazoned with a circular emblem of flames. The lid is pulled aside to reveal a decayed corpse. Enaros and his monstrous accomplice stand over the figure.
Akivasha, the Red Witch.
Enaros pulls back the covering to reveal the fibrous figure. Hands over its belly. Rats scurry in its tomb.
There she is. The sorceress queen of ancient
Acheron. Enaros draws a dagger.
Let's see. Left breast above her heart.
The scroll!
He consults the scroll, then turns to the corpse as his companion looks on. Enaros retrieves a small golden vial from the corpse's chest.
The scroll spoke!
He pulls the top off the vial as his companion grunts.
Akivasha's blood.
Enaros climbs the steps to the flames roaring up through the floor. He leans away from the heat. He pours the blood onto his dagger and approaches the inferno. He thrusts the dagger into the flames. Out in the night, the flames flare brighter, stronger. The hideous image of a face appears across the surface of the moon. Enaros' dagger burns as he turns away from the inferno and carries the flames to the corpse. He stands over the corpse.
Acheron's kiss. Kiss of the sacred flame. Let it fire your soul.
The blade between its lips, the corpse's eyes open.
Awake! Awake! And rise! And live! Live! And roar!
Ablaze, the corpse grabs Inaros' leprous hand, and his flesh is made new. He flexes his fingers and gazes at his hand in wonder. The blazing corpse sits upright. Inaros' helper runs in panic. Inaros peers through the flames at the corpse as it reconstitutes itself, its flesh remade, as a beautiful woman. The demonic image on the moon vanishes.
Akivasha.
Akivasha stands naked. She has long red hair and sensuous full lips.
Akivasha. Akivasha.
You are Akivasha. Remember? Oh, Queen.
Inaros bows.
The sacred flame of Acheron,
that's banned since your time.
And my kingdom?
Gone, but the scroll foretold that you would rise and reclaim the Topaz throne. And so you shall, with my help. And then, 6 days from that time, darkness will shroud the earth. And Acheron will rise again.
Who are you?
Inaros, your humble servant, who's devoted his life to your return.
Akivasha glances around, bemused. Inaros scurries after Akivasha. His helper is loath to follow. Inaros and Akivasha gaze out of a window.
The world has much changed during your long sleep.
She strokes his face.
Too long asleep.
His damaged face and missing eye are restored. He touches it in wonder. Akivasha smiles. Kull meets Talegaro.
Good morning, King.
Kull walks down some steps.
Today, you'll meet the finest people in all of Lucia. Who knows, perhaps you'll find your queen here.
My queen?
Yes, yes. You can have your choice. A proper marriage would appease the nobility.
I can have any woman I want.
Your Majesty.
Good morning, sire.
Two bows as Kull steps outside.
Come, take your place for the presentation.
They walk past pillars.
You see, my lord, every noble has brought the prize of his house.
Talegara approaches Mandara.
Fanara from the house of Bolan, as pure as virgin snow.
A veiled young woman.
We've met. She's not that pure.
Inaros watches.
My niece, eunuch.
Melissa, niece of Dugalon, came to pay homage, sire.
It's Akivasha. She transmits thoughts to Kull.
Come to me, be my love.
Kull is transfixed.
The next girl, sire. Sire, the next girl.
Zaretta watches.
Take off your veil. Let me see your face.
Akivasha smiles.
Protocol does not permit.
The king makes protocol.
He lifts her red veil as she fires more messages into his mind.
My lord, the others.
Kull remains transfixed.
There are no others.
He kisses her.
My queen!
Kull leads Akivasha in her gold headdress and bejeweled white gown down through the wedding guests in the palace. Ukulon smiles as they pass, then Talegaro in front of them. Talegaro smiles and bows. Kull looks at Zaretta, who looks down.
A toast to the king and queen. May your wedding night last longer than your courtship. And may fate smile on you both.
Let's see. Zaretta, come tell us our fate.
Standing amongst the women of the harem, Zaretta reaches for her cards. Escalante grabs Zaretta and she drops her cards. They bend down to pick them up.
What are you doing here?
Borne is dead, haven't you heard?
Zaretta looks round.
I've missed you.
You're a man to come back.
She rushes off. Kull smiles at his new bride.
Not long ago, I was just a pirate. Today, I am king, and I've won the loveliest of noble women. Who would have thought it?
I thought it.
Really?
It was in the cards.
Akivasha tenses.
Sit. Divine our future.
Zaretta sits. She offers them the deck.
Will you choose?
Kull reaches for a card.
Oh. Why worry for tomorrow, when we know our destiny tonight?
The couple kiss. Zaretta frowns. Kull and Akivasha walk on.
No! You mustn't!
Zaretta scratches Kull's arm.
Your plaything is jealous, husband.
It's nothing. It's...
This is the destiny you chose. The death card.
Must I publicly compete for your affection with the palace hall?
Kull is torn between them.
Away!
The guards do not lie!
You forget your place.
No!
Let go!
Soretta falls. Cull halts the guards advancing on her. Escalante kneels by her.
Okay.
Seems our priest here fancies you, Soretta. Perhaps you'd like to go with this admirer.
Cull stares at Soretta. She looks up at him thoughtfully.
I will stay and serve the king.
Escalante looks at Akivasha, who looks away. Cull gazes around him.
Enough! Tonight is my wedding night. Everyone must share our joy.
Escalante sees the fire symbol on Akivasha between the straps of her dress. She moves off, stepping on the death card. In the royal bedchamber, the couple writhe entwined. In the flickering firelight, Akivasha's kisses are voracious. Cull's back is covered in scratches.
Yes.
They separate. Akivasha gazes up at the moon as it turns blood red.
Come kiss your bride.
Their faces almost touch. As their mouths open, a flame darts from hers into his, and he slumps, apparently lifeless. She lifts his arm from her and flings it aside. She grabs a bejeweled robe, wraps it around her, and runs her fingers through her hair. The royal guard, Tu and Dukulon, rush in. Taligaro arrives. Akivasha cradles Kull's head. Tu picks up a goblet and dips his fingers into the contents.
It wasn't the wine, I had some.
But poison? Yes. How? Who?
Taligaro gazes at Akivasha. Akivasha looks at the scratches on Kull's arm.
The whore!
Soldiers march into the harem. Soretta is pulled from her bed and dragged away. A tall gold statue with mask and scepter stands in a candlelit chamber as Cull, also masked, lies in a coffin. Two stands beside the coffin. The chamber is filled with people. Beacons blaze. Akivasha dabs her eye. Mourners enter with offerings. Akivasha, wearing a veil, stands with Dukulon on a balcony. Taligaro joins them. Escalante approaches a window, his face illuminated by the light within. He gazes in at the body of Cull. Taligaro is by Akivasha.
We've done well. We've honored our pact. And when I am king, he will be richly rewarded.
Akivasha smiles. The unholy flame burns. In the palace, Inaros takes a red-hot dagger from a brazier. Cull, unconscious, is chained to the wall. Inaros approaches with the dagger. Cull stirs.
You like the flame's embrace?
Akivasha grabs the dagger.
You shouldn't play with fire, Inaros. It holds so many painful memories.
Oblivious to the heat, she burns Inaros with the dagger.
My hand! My hand! Restore it! Make it whole again!
No! It will remind you who was master.
What are you, witch?
Akivasha turns to Cull.
I am queen. Thanks to you.
What do you want?
She approaches Cull.
I want you, husband. I was going to kill you. But after last night...
She regards his muscular body.
Join me. I will make you immortal.
Cull stares at her.
And the earth shall be our empire. Mine.
He leans close to her.
I would rather die.
Akivasha is incredulous. She flings the dagger at the wall. It embeds itself between Anaros' legs.
So be it.
To the helper.
Do it! Slowly.
By the grace of Volka, I will send you back to the darkest pit of hell!
Don't waste your prayers, dog. Soon hell will be coming to us.
She smiles and leaves as Kull twists on his chains. Anaros pulls the dagger from the wall as Kull struggles ineffectually on his chains. The monstrous creature approaches him. Kull recoils from the beast.
You are ugly.
The bite it aims at Kull instead snaps his chain, freeing him. They fight. Kull pins the creature to the wall before its arm smashes him away. The creature scrabbles at the chains in the wall before cornering Kull. Kull punches the creature but reels from the heavier blow he gets in return. Kull lashes out with chains but is grabbed and spun around. Kull tries to grab the beast with chains but it bites through them and grabs Kull in a bear hug. Kull grabs the rope from the lifting mechanism for the chamber's gate and wraps it around the creature's neck. He bashes the creature with his forearm. The gate rises. Kull dives out under it before it falls again, leaving the creature strangled up in the air. Kull makes his escape. Out into the night, running silhouetted against the glowing red sky. Suddenly, Escalante appears.
I suspected foul doings. I rejoice to find you alive.
Of course I'm alive. I've escaped grimmer dungeons than that.
All of Volusia believes you've been murdered, and Zaretta's to be executed for the crime.
Stunned, Kull turns and gazes at the unholy flame.
When I get my hands on the bitch demon, I will rip out her evil heart.
She won't be so easy to kill.
Escalante holds up a coin bearing the fire symbol. Kull examines the coin.
This mark burns on her breast. What is it?
A coin of ancient Acheron. Your queen was once queen of that evil empire when the world was cloaked in darkness. And demons ruled over men.
The Red Witch.
Your bride is over 3,000 years old.
She said she was 19.
She is Akivasha reborn. From the Topaz throne, she will bring back ancient Acheron and open the gates of hell.
The fate of your kingdom will be found within a kiss.
A camel chewing vigorously as it moves. Kull is hidden, slung beneath it. The camel is laden with goods, two birds of prey on a perch across its back. Escalante walks alongside.
Comfy?
Please.
Ah! Oh! Hold again!
Guard your majesty.
A guard shoves Escalante aside.
Get away from there! Come on!
A guard dodges out of the way as the camel urinates. Below, Kull winces. The guard slaps the camel's rump. Kull remains hidden below the camel as it passes through the archway with Escalante. An armed guard with Taligaro escorts Zaretta. Kull runs through passageways. Escalante follows, holding his nose. Zaretta is tied to a stake. Kull and Escalante pass through a bustling street market. Three guards stand chatting, unaware of Kull and Escalante, who are nearby, watching Zaretta.
Let's go.
They raise their hoods and move towards Zaretta as she's tied to the stake. Kull and Escalante walk alongside two horses. They leave the horses and make to enter the palace at basement level, past wooden scaffolding. In the ceilinged chamber, the coffin, with masked and armoured figure, is guarded. Escalante and Cull sneak in behind the guards. As they creep up behind a guard, he smells something. Another guard turns to him, the first guard approaches.
Something stinks.
Well, it's not me.
Cull crashes their heads together. A road boy looks on nervously.
It's me.
Cull and Escalante approach the figure lying in the coffin and remove its mask. It's a young man wearing Cull's ring. Cull takes the ring. Escalante notices the boy in the robe who stares back nervously. Zaretta is tied to the stake. Ducalon, Taligaro, Mandara and Akivasha watch as hooded pallbearers carry a body out and down the steps. Two complains.
Stench! I think the body's gone right.
It's a good thing we're burning it.
A bit more liberal with that incense.
Following, in robes, is Escalante. Hanging from the litter is a drape of a tiger's head. Mandara holds a burning torch.
May this dog suffer an eternity of pain.
But not today!
Cull jumps up and strikes Mandara. In his corpse's armor, Cull attacks. Two faints.
Stop him!
Cull fights off soldiers as Escalante comes to his aid. Enaros, Ducalon, Taligaro, and Akivasha gaze down. Mandara falls, his lighted torch setting the wooden straw at Zaretta's feet ablaze. Escalante goes to Zaretta.
Hopeless.
Escalante struggles to untie Zaretta as the flames rise. A sword cuts Zaretta free.
Head for the temple!
Cull throws a soldier on horseback. Cull looks up at Akivasha.
Who is it?
Who else?
Enaros is appalled.
You decide.
She lashes out. His face burns.
My passion burns, slave.
Cull, Zaretta, and Escalante run up the steps.
Master, get inside!
A soldier on horseback gallops up the steps behind them. Cull strikes him down and retreats inside as Taligaro approaches.
Go, 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 Zaretta!
Out of my way!
Don't let him out!
Cull strikes down a pursuing soldier who falls to the floor below. Cull repels a troop of soldiers. They're sent tumbling down a flight of steps. More soldiers appear.
Not good.
Escalante throws things at the soldiers.
Oh, shit!
Soldiers close in as Cull leaps down to evade them, landing heavily.
Oh.
Cull gets up and dispatches more soldiers.
The passage!
Stop! In the Queen's name, lay down your arms!
In the King's name, lay down yours. Cull lives.
Cull's helmet is off.
Your Highness.
Soldiers kneel.
Get! I say to you, Cull is dead! And never again will a foreigner sully our throne. Imposter!
Traitor!
They fight. Cull's on his knees.
On your feet.
Zaretta fells Taligaro with a helmet.
Go!
Cull throws him a sword, but he throws it back.
What are you doing? I can't take a man's life. Now you tell me.
The soldiers charge. Escalante whirls two torches. A soldier falls, his back ablaze. Zaretta holds a sword, but Cull yells at her. As they run, they knock over burning braziers to block the way.
Go, go!
The soldiers are confronted by a wall of flames.
Are you all right?
Escalante pushes open a stone door and they run through.
Hey! Who is this priest to you?
My brother.
Brother.
Cull pushes the stone door shut.
Good brother.
They run through a dark, narrow passage. Akivasha lifts her widow's veil and follows the path the battle had taken till she reaches where the fire halted the soldiers. On horseback, Cull, Zaretta and Escalante gallop along a track away from the palace. Akivasha stomps up to Taligaro.
Are you deceitful or just clumsy? You betrayed me!
He's not here.
You said he was dead! Remember your place!
My place is on the throne.
He turns to Akivasha.
What game is this you're playing?
The dog knows a few tricks, that's all. Find him, kill him, and then we'll rule together.
No, that was not part of our pact.
I have altered our pact. Pray I do not alter it further.
She leaves Taligaro to gaze after her as Duculon watches.
Move out!
First we deal with Kala. Then we'll see her festering in her grave where she belongs.
Cull, Zaretta, and Escalante ride towards mountains. They trot along a mountain track, Cull at the rear. He looks up. They cross a mountain stream. They ride up through the mountains and reach a crest, where they gaze down at a port where sailing boats are at anchor.
The port of Tartelli. From here we must sail north, find the Isle of Ice, and bring back the Breath of Valka.
The Breath of Valka is just a myth. For centuries men have searched for it,
but no man has ever found it.
It doesn't exist.
It does exist. Only Valka's breath can extinguish the flame which flows in Akivasha's veins. If you fail, Volusia is doomed.
Cull turns to him and meets his determined gaze. Cull looks at Zaretta, then presses on, and she and Escalante follow. Night. Cull, Escalante and Zaretta ride towards a ship where people are celebrating. A couple of blokes get pushed overboard. Cull halts the trio.
Whoa.
They dismount.
Stay here.
Where are you going?
To see an old friend.
Cull leaves them. He enters a cabin resembling an Aladdin's cave and approaches from behind, a man handing out coins. Cull catches a metal ring the man flings over his shoulder and places it down. The bearded man spins round.
Cull! Cull! They told me you were dead!
They tried. But here I am, drinking your wine.
He takes a swig.
Oh, Cull, you haven't changed at all, my friend. Come, you bulging bag of muscle and hair. Come, talk to me. Fuji, cocktails.
It's good to see you, Juba. Look at this place. It's, not like the old days.
Well, I've gotten rich off pirates like you. You know what they say. You can never have too much money or too many good friends.
I don't see any friends.
So come on, Cull. We're back in business, right?
Juba watches Cull pacing.
I need a favor.
What do you want, a woman? Poochie!
No.
What, 2 women? 10 women?
No women.
No women? Cull, have you got a problem?
Juba walks over to Cull.
Juba.
Cull throws an arm around Juba and guides him towards a sailing ship.
I need a ship.
They turn and look at each other. Juba leads the trio along the quayside.
Well, here she is, my fastest ship. Take her, my friend. She's yours.
Why don't you come with us?
Cull looks at him.
Oh, Cull, you know I hate the smell of fish.
Juba smiles.
I insist. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Juba's smile becomes forced. Propelled by Cole's hand, Juba leads them back along the quay. Juba greets a bearded man.
Captain!
Sail north.
Juba looks at the bearded man, who nods. A man wields a whip.
Wake up, scum! Prepare to row!
Cole stops him.
The wind is up. Unfurl the sails.
The captain looks to Juba for confirmation.
Do it! Ship the oars! Down sails!
Cole takes the whip and throws it to the captain. Back at the palace, Inaros answers a door. Taligaro enters and looks around. Akivasha, red-haired and red-robed, gazes at the unholy flame. Taligaro strides further into the room. As Inaros closes the door, Akivasha stares at the flames.
He sailed from Tatali, headed due north.
Akivasha approaches Taligaro.
He seeks the Isle of Ice. He seeks the breath of Valka.
No man has ever found it.
Kull is no ordinary man.
She turns to Taligaro.
Taligaro, you must stop him. With my help, you can defeat him. Now first, you must prepare a ship.
Where do I sail?
You leave that to me. Obey, and you will share in glories far beyond your earthly ambitions.
Yes.
Power, immortality. Do my bidding. Share my throne.
Inaros watches them as they draw closer and kiss. Taligaro lets go of her hand. As he turns away, he wipes his mouth.
Bitch.
Inaros' mouth twitches.
The breath of Valka! Fool. The world could have been yours, Kull. I could have been yours.
Inaros watches.
Blow, winds of hell, fire. Blow. Send my swift destruction across the sea.
Taligaro stands on his ship with his men. The wind blows through the sails. The sailing ship heads out, its bow bearing an image of an eye. Akivasha holds her hands up, controlling the wind in the ship's sails. She gazes down. Zaretta walks past a huge, gaping-mouthed fish strung up by its tail. A knife is plunged into the fish, and yellow liquid bearing hundreds of fish pour out. Zaretta rushes to the side of the ship and vomits. Escalante places a hand on her back.
Can I do anything for you?
I'm fine.
Cull gazes at her from the stern of the ship. Escalante turns and sees Cull in his elegant black shirt. Escalante strokes Zaretta's brow.
Don't live where there's no hope, sister.
Juba thrusts a handful of fish at them.
Food!
Zaretta turns away.
Come, my precious flower. You'll feel better if you have something to eat. You like fish eye? No fish eye. Okay, bring on the meat. Forget the hors d'oeuvres. Come eat, my friends. Eat. There's always plenty to eat at Juba's. Come and feast, my friends.
Cull grabs Ascalante's hand.
Forgive me, sire. Where are my manners? Eating before the king.
Where are your brains? Eating before Juba.
What? Will you think...
Oh, Cull, you're breaking my heart.
You think I'd poison you?
Of course not.
Juba hands the tray to Escalante and tears off a piece of meat, which he prepares to eat in justification. He stops chewing.
See, it's not deadly. It's just a little dry.
Well, then, some wine... Wash it down.
Absolutely, to your health.
No. To yours. Drink up.
Zaretta clasps her hands to her face as Juba raises the glass to his lips and drinks heartily.
Come, my friends, don't be silly. Eat, drink, fill yourselves.
Juba drinks, then waggles his tongue. Later, Juba looks woozy.
Oh, God.
His eyes close briefly.
Things have just not been the same since you and I...
Juba falls onto his face. Zaretta lies groaning.
Oh, it It's okay, sir.
You'll get your sea legs in a day or two.
Cull flops to the floor. Day. Juba wakes Cull.
Hey! Come on! Come on!
Cull comes to find his wrists are bound with rope. Juba's wearing his helmet.
Come on! Finally awake, Cull!
He takes off the helmet.
You got nice equipment. Think I'll get a nice price for that. Well, you certainly did make a pig of yourself last night. By the way, the food was not poisoned. It was drugged. Oh, your queen's gonna be happy to see you when we dock in Volusia. I think you're gonna make me a nice profit. Meanwhile, you can earn your keep here at the Orbs. I'm sure you can pick it up again in no time.
What have you done with Zaretta?
Her? Bring the fine young lady. Come, bring her.
Come on.
Yes, bring her, bring her, bring her, bring her.
Zaretta's brought out.
Well, maybe I could sell her, too. You know, I think she cleans up very nice.
She tries to grab his knife, and he strikes her.
You are not fit to wear a fine lady's things.
He cuts her robes from her.
Dangle her in the drink.
Zaretta looks down at Cull, who struggles in his ties. With her wrists bound, Zaretta is hoisted up on a rope. The rope is released and Zaretta plunges into the water.
Kill you! I don't think so. Those ropes are strong.
Cull wrenches up the plank he's tied to.
Pity your ship isn't.
Where's that sword?
Juba grabs his knife and attacks. It gets stuck in Cull's plank. Cull gives Juba a challenging look, and Juba smiles.
Cull, come on, it's me, you. No, I was joking. It was a joke. Come on. Oh, boy, you should have seen your face.
You should see yours.
Oh.
Cull batters Juba into the sea, bashes a couple of his men, and holds the plank out to Escalante.
Pull up the knife! Pull it!
Juba flails in the water. Escalante pulls the knife out, and Cull lays into Juba's men with the plank. Cull bashes a man with his own weapons and sees Juba swimming towards Zaretta.
Zaretta! I can't win!
Zaretta!
Cull dispatches another of Juba's men as Zaretta fights Juba. Another man tries to release the rope that Zaretta's at the end of. He runs with the sword, and Cull kicks him. Cull grabs the rope and tries to haul Zaretta up out of the water. Escalante has freed himself.
Don't go anywhere! Hang on!
A massive bloke attacks Cull with a sword, and Cull dodges behind a mast. Cull boots and punches the man. The man lunges with his sword. Cull grabs his arm, snaps it back, and shoves him. Galley slaves yell up from below. Cull lifts a hatch.
Come on!
Slaves climb out of the hold. Escalante releases the chain binding the oarsman. A bloke attacks Cull with a whip. Cull strangles him with it. Escalante bashes two blokes into the sea.
Not bad, priest.
No!
The massive bloke cuts Zaretta's rope and she sinks. He attacks Escalante and whacks him with a stick.
Zaretta!
The massive bloke wields his huge knife at Escalante and Cull. A rope suddenly wraps around his neck and is pulled overboard. Cull stops and stares, mystified. He smiles when he sees a bedraggled Zaretta climb aboard.
Where the hell have you been?
Busy.
Zoran, right our course. Sail north.
Aye, Tiger!
Juba flounders and the rest of his men are kicked overboard.
Hey, Cull, you can come back now.
Dressed in black, Akivasha stands at the top of the palace steps. Tu and Dukalon stand either side of her. A crowd gathers.
Citizens of Volusia, rest assured that we will find the whore who murdered our beloved king and the impostor that keeps her from justice. We will have their blood. And know this, Kull's legacy will not die. I will lead Volusia into the future, and our kingdom shall reign supreme.
Akivasha looks up to the sky. Night. Juba's ship gently glides across calm waters, dappled by moonlight. In a cabin, Kull makes love to Zaretta. They writhe together in a passionate embrace. Kull gazes at Zaretta and lies on top of her, kissing her. Zaretta turns over and lies on top of Kull. She's suddenly transformed into the flame-haired Akivasha. Kull sees her and quickly gets off the bed. Akivasha becomes Zaretta again.
What's wrong?
Kull stares at her. In the palace.
You squander your affections on unworthy men. And the one who brought you back from the dead remains your devoted servant.
Akivasha stands with her eyes shut. Suddenly she opens them and turns to Inaros.
Inaros? You forget your place.
She walks towards him with her piercing green eyes fixed on him. He cowers back against a wall. Red light filters through dawn clouds. The golden sun rises. Kull walks up on deck and looks towards a coastline. Zaretta comes over, and they both observe the forbidding grey snowy mountains in the distance.
The Isle of Ice.
Oars are raised and wind fills the ship's sails.
The wind is up! Raise the sail! Man the oars!
Zaretta hands out bearskins. Zaretta wears a bearskin herself.
She should be in regal robes, not bearskins.
She wasn't born a slave, Your Majesty. Borna sentenced me to death for heresy, but Zaretta begged him for mercy. She traded her virtue and freedom for my life.
Kull steps up close to Zaretta and admires her. A man bangs a drum as the ship is rowed towards a narrow inlet with sheer rock sides. The ship is rowed into a vast cavern. Torches are lit.
It's all torches on the deck! Your eyes open!
Kull goes to Zaretta, who sits hunched.
Soon!
The ship moves through thick chunks of ice.
Ascolate!
Long pointed icicles rain down from above.
Steer away!
Kull and Escalante stand at the prow trying to steer the ship with an oar. The ship is covered in a layer of frost. It grinds to a halt, and the men look ahead. The cavern is littered with shipwrecks.
The ships that never return!
Kull, Zaretta, and Escalante climb down and venture forth into the icy gloom.
Give me your hand!
Zaretta jumps from ice block to ice block. Kull looks into the distance.
There! The cave!
They head for a glimmer of light coming from an opening. They walk through an icy cave with their hands against the side. Escalante slips. Cull leads them through the gloomy cave, which opens out into a vast chamber. On the other side is a huge head carved into the rock, with bulging eyes, gaping mouth, and a headdress. In front of it are the figures of frozen warriors still standing.
Volka!
They look at the frozen warriors, their mouths fixed open in terror. Cull holds out his sword to the ice, and the tip turns icy white.
Go! Look!
Zaretta sees an inscription on the wall. Escalante wipes frost away and runs his fingers over the script.
What was false must be true. Cause be the carrier of Volka's might to defy unholy flame.
What does it mean?
Zaretta looks at her cards and holds one up.
Escalante!
She hands the card to him, and he looks at both sides.
The praying maiden!
Cause be the carrier.
Zaretta walks off and throws her cards away. Cull catches one depicting a couple. Escalante runs after Zaretta and freezes. He collapses. Cull kneels over him. Cull watches Zaretta drop her bearskin as she walks past the frozen warriors towards the carved head of Volka. She removes her top, so she only wears a flimsy skirt. She kneels in front of Volka and raises her hands.
Cause be the carrier! Akabaka was the cause! A woman! Only a woman will bring forth the breath of Volka!
Tiger! Tiger! Tiger!
The oarsmen come in, pursued by Talegaro, who hurls a spear into one of them.
Cull!
Talegaro and his men slaughter the oarsmen. Cull draws his sword and prepares to do battle. One of Talegaro's men is frozen.
I kneel before you, Volka, to pray for your son, Cull, whom I love. And though I am not pure, my love is strong.
Cull hacks into Talegaro's men and comes face to face with Talegaro himself.
Up, barbarian! I'm yours!
Cull and Talegaro fight fiercely with their hefty swords. Cull takes a hit and stumbles.
For a nobleman's blade!
Let me be the carrier of your might! Let me extinguish the flame that mocks your rage!
A pale yellowy mist blows forth from the stone mouth. It knocks Zaretta over and she lies on her back. The mist runs into her mouth. Talegaro knocks Cull onto his back. The mist stops flowing into Zaretta's mouth, and the men look around anxiously. Cull gets to his feet. Standing beside Escalante, who is now unfrozen, Cull points his sword, and they walk towards Zaretta, past the frozen warriors. Talegaro and his men watch.
Zaretta!
Cull covers Zaretta in her bearskin and lifts her head.
Zaretta, speak to me. It is inside of her. The breath of Volka.
So cold. So cold. So
cold. Zaretta must stand in the flame of Acheron. That is how Akivasha will be vanquished.
They turn and see Talegaro smiling at them.
You can't have her.
Kull rises to his feet. Talagaro points his sword. Kull draws his and steps forward. Talagaro strikes Kull's sword with his. They fight and Kull slices a massive stalagmite. The pair swing their swords and Kull gets cut. Talagaro lunges and stabs at Kull, who slices back and clips him. Kull and Talagaro hack and swipe at each other. Cracks break open in the ice roof. Ice and stones fall from above. Kull's sword is stuck in a block of ice. Talagaro chases him and he runs to a frozen warrior holding a mace. He grabs the mace with hands still attached. Kull swings the mace around and bops Talagaro on the helmet. Kull battles with another man and Escalante watches keenly. He leaves Zaretta to join the fight. Sword in hand, Escalante charges at Talagaro.
Finish what you started, priest.
Talagaro impales him.
No!
Kull runs over, wielding the mace, and Escalante collapses.
You can't win, you already lost!
Kull swings the mace at Talagaro.
Everyone and everything you hold dear is doomed because of you. An arrogant dog who would be king!
Kull attacks again. Talagaro sends him flying and grabs Zaretta. Kull sees Talagaro escaping with Zaretta as one of his men hacks at the ice columns supporting the roof, which starts to collapse. Talagaro escapes with his man and Zaretta. Kull is trapped. Escalante sits clutching his stomach. He tries to stand.
Escalante!
Kull goes to Escalante and sits with him.
Kull, if Zaretta dies, the breath of Vaca will be lost forever. And Volusia will become a living hell. She loved you very much.
Love was wasted on a fool.
I was blinded by pride. Greedy dreams of nobility. Now kingdom will pay the price.
On Talagaro's ship.
Let me look at you. Cold to the touch.
Ah. Zaretta has frost on her face. He holds her hand over some burning coals, and their flame dies.
The flame dies.
She picks up a coal, and he touches it.
Yes, the priest was right. You will stand in the unholy fire until it burns no more. Take her away.
A soldier takes her.
Now, I will destroy the lying witch. Take my rightful place as king.
In the ice cavern, Kull looks at the carved head of Volca.
After all we've done in Volca's name, look. Your god laughs at us.
Kull turns to look at Escalante, who sits leaning against an ice pillar. His eyes stare out lifelessly. Kull walks over to him. Kull squats down and pulls his fingers over Escalante's eyelids to close them. With tears in his eyes, Kull turns sharply to look at the stone head of Volca. He strides over to one of the frozen warriors and twists a double-headed axe from its hands. Kull marches over to the head of Volca and strikes it with the axe, just below an eye. Water flows like tears from the eye. Kull stares in amazement as the water flows down the face.
Forgive me, Volca.
Kull takes a mighty swing with his axe and strikes the statue's cheek. A torrent of water gushes from the gaping crack, engulfing Krull.
Passe doble, plié.
And 1-2, 1-2.
And work off that lunch.
In Guilin, China, fishermen use local experts to help them catch more fish. At HSBC, we use local investment experts to help your money achieve its potential. So world selection is available as a tax-efficient ISA.
Join me, David Wells, as I reveal my monthly predictions for love, money and work. Get your free horoscope magazine in tomorrow's Daily Mirror.
You wouldn't behave this way on foot. So why would you do it when you're driving? Inexperience always gives itself away. With AXA, experience can bring its own rewards. Up to 90% no claims discount on your car insurance. Experienced drivers wanted. AXA, redefining standards.
Throughout the UK, pick up your mobile phone now and get straight into the action. Hook up, have fun and get photos of girls aged 18 to 30. Text FUN to 68889. For women aged 30 to 40, text FLIRT to 68889. Hook up, get photos of women aged 40 to 50. Text PRIME to 68889. Get to know women aged 50 plus. Text SILK to 68889. Get hooked up tonight, wherever you live.
JackpotCity.com online casino brings you a whole new world of winning opportunities. With award-winning software and over 300 great games to play, you'll find all your old favorites plus some exciting new ones to try. There's no better time to come and play. Join JackpotCity.com today and claim your free £10 welcome bonus with no deposit required. JackpotCity.com online casino, the home of online gaming.
If you're single, you should know about eHarmony, a website for singles who want a lasting relationship. We match you on compatibility in areas like character, intellect, and values. It starts with your free personality profile, where you learn about yourself and who you're compatible with. Then you can review your matches absolutely free. Aren't you curious to see who you'd be matched with? Log on to eHarmony.co.uk and review all your matches for free.
Get in touch with gay lads in your area now. Hundreds of genuine callers are chatting online and waiting for your call on the Gay Exchange. Just grab your phone and call 08712 336 699. Chat, flirt, make new mates, and most of all, have fun. Get involved. It's only 10p per minute. What's stopping you? Call the Gay Exchange now on 08712 336 699. That's 08712 336 699.
Nice car. Could be perfect. Now, I wonder what that's worth. How's that text valuation work again?
CarSpotter tells you. Just text your registration to 86007 and you get two messages about price and performance.
£1.50 per message plus your standard network charge.
86007.
If you're in a jam and you just can't wait, ow, who you gonna call? 118! I'm afraid of no goats. If it's something broke and it ain't no joke, who you gonna call?
118!
England's preparation for the World Cup starts here as the battle for places to make the final squad in South Africa heats up. International football exclusively live on ITV1.
Sensational!
England versus Egypt, Wednesday at 7:30. We are Football United.
Pizza's here!
Stop it.
No.
For ice-filled cavern, surrounded by bodies and shipwrecks. Cull stares at a floating body. A ship burns in the distance. Cull swims towards the ice plateau. Dukalon visits Akivasha in her chamber.
Dukalon!
Your Majesty, your proclamation has caused unrest among the nobles.
The nobles? Did you really think I'd step down?
Dukalon looks at Inaros.
What is this?
The future.
All I wanted was to be king. It was my right!
To Inaros.
What did you dredge up out of hell? I have bartered my soul, and Volusia is lost!
Yes, and Acheron will be Acheron again. The past will be restored.
She'll make you the past. Witch!
Dukalon runs up to Akivasha and plunges his sword into her chest. No blood runs. Akivasha grasps the sword and pulls it out. It smokes slightly and leaves no wound. Dukalon's mouth hangs open.
Inaros, help me! Help me!
Not me, fool.
Akivasha presses her finger against Dukalon's forehead. It steams. A black mark is burnt onto Dukalon's forehead. He shakes and falls out of the window. As he tumbles down the rocks, he bursts into flames. Akivasha and Inaros look up to the sky. The moon turns gold and demonic. People are gathered in the square and look up. Talegaro walks up behind Akivasha.
It is done, my queen.
The moon moves in front of the sun. Akivasha throws her head back and grimaces. Her mouth gapes. Her shoulder bones bulge beneath her skin. Inaros drapes a cloak around her.
Mistress.
It is time.
Akivasha stares in horror as Cull sails into the harbour. Talegaro comes to look.
Possible!
No! Stop him! Kill him! Or suffer my wrath! Sacred flame! Protect us from the cold!
A horn juts out of her hand. She points towards Cull, and a river of flames runs down the cliffs towards him. Standing on the bedraggled ship, Cull stares at the flames. He runs to the prow. Inaros supports Akivasha, and they walk into her chamber.
Hurry, mistress!
Cull throws a grappling iron on the end of a rope at the cliffs. Talegaro lifts a rug off Zaretta and grabs her by the hand. Cull swings on the rope and lands on the rocks. Talegaro and Zaretta enter the chamber and see Akivasha floating in the column of fire.
Oh, must be the carrier.
Akivasha glares at them demonically.
The topaz throne is mine, witch! I take what is my due. And now I give you yours.
Akivasha moves sensuously within the flames. Talegaro pushes Zaretta towards her. Akivasha reaches for her, but is thrown backwards. She spins in the tower of flames. Cull climbs in through the window.
The flame does not die.
No!
The flame does not die!
Cull pushes Talegaro aside and carries Zaretta to safety. Akivasha laughs.
No, Volga. She must not die. She must not die!
Zaretta lies limply in Cull's arms. Talegaro attacks, and Cull springs up and punches him. Cull attacks Talegaro with his double-headed axe and knocks him down some steps. He strikes, and the axe hits the floor. Cull chops Talegaro's sword in half. Talegaro picks up the stubby remains, and they do battle, lunging at each other with their weapons. Cole disarms Taligaro and batters him against a wall. Cole pins him to the wall with his axe. Taligaro headbutts Cole. Cole headbutts him back.
He's still a barbarian, Cole.
Cole draws Taligaro's dagger and stabs him with it. Mouth agape, Taligaro sinks to his knees and drops to the stone floor. Cole looks at Akivasha floating in the flames. A Narciss serpent-headed staff flies into his hand. He points the handle at Cole and it flies off towards him. Cole catches the handle and it transforms into a serpent. He throws it back and it bites Inaris on the mouth. Inaris falls into the flames and disintegrates. Cole walks up the steps towards Akivasha holding his axe. Flailing her arms, she glares at him.
You have failed, Cole! You have all failed! The Brother Belt has died with her! And in moments, I will be invincible!
Akivasha is drawn into the flames and her face starts to transform. Meanwhile, the moon moves directly in front of the sun. Dark lines appear on Akivasha's face. Her beautiful features contort and become grey and demonic. Cole stares amazed as Akivasha transforms into a pointy-toothed demon. Cole goes to Zaretta lying on the floor. He pulls her face towards his.
Yes.
Cole kisses Zaretta on the mouth. Her eyes widen. The misty breath of Volca flows into Cole's mouth. Zaretta lies down, and the frost disappears from her face. Cole has frost around his mouth. Cole looks at the winged demon, Akivasha.
Husband, come kiss your bride.
Yes. Kiss.
Cole stands and walks towards Akivasha, now a giant sinewy beast with spindly gnarled claws, horns and red eyes. Akivasha's mouth is crammed with layers of pointed teeth. Red sinewy goo drips from her chin. Cole steps right up to face her. Akivasha rests her claws on Cole's shoulder.
Husband, you're so cold. Cold.
Akivasha recoils. Cole grabs her head and forces his mouth against hers. He lets go and she flails about in the flames. Cole spits. Akivasha breathes fire, then a pale mist.
The fate of my kingdom will be bound within a kiss!
Akivasha twists and turns within the flames, which are gradually consumed by a swirling white mist. Akivasha disintegrates. Cole looks up. The fire rising up through the temple is extinguished. The moon loses its demonic appearance. Taligaro stands over Zaretta. He grabs her and points his sword at Cole.
Back! Her life for the crown! Hey, hey, hey!
Taligaro holds his sword to Zaretta's throat. Cole's axe flies out of the mist. He catches it and hacks into Taligaro's side, nearly cutting him in two.
That's how a barbarian fights!
Taligaro drops dead. Cole kneels facing Zaretta, and they hold each other tenderly. The mist subsides, and the sun shines down brightly. The sky clears. Cole and Zaretta kiss passionately. People gather for Cole's coronation. A small procession of dignitaries walks up to Cole, who stands at the top of the steps. Two takes the crown from them.
People of Volusia, now I give you your new king!
Cole grabs his axe and goes over to a tower of inscribed stone tablets.
All slaves of Volusia are now free.
No.
too looks horrified as Cull smashes the tablets with his axe. Cull hands his axe to Two. Cull goes to Zaretta.
The harem is dispersed. The king commands no one's affections. No.
Don't kneel to me. I should kneel to you, my queen.
A common girl, sir.
Cull smiles and takes Zaretta's hand.
The woman I love.
But my liege, she's a... She is not of noble birth.
Nor am I. A good thing, too. From our loins, Volusia will be reborn, red-blooded and strong.
But my...
Cull slices Two's staff in two.
If you don't like my kingship, come take the throne.
Two meekly hands Cull the crown. Cull stands next to Zaretta and holds up his axe.
By this axe, I rule.
Long live the king!
Long live the king! Long live the king! Long live the king! Long live the king! Long live the king! Long live the king!
Cull kisses Zaretta. ITFC audio description, read by Matthew Vickers.